Paul, what a night.
Yeah, it was. Had a bit of everything, you know, sending off, goal in the last minute. Feisty, fiery game, and just delighted to get the 3 points.
Go on, explain your relief when you saw Billy pop up at the back post in the final 90 seconds.
Yeah, obviously delighted with it, you know, and having back-to-back wins the first time in the season. It could be a big, big moment in the season for us, you know, and 6 points out of these two games after the big defeat at Bournemouth. It was massive for us, and it shows me what I've always said along. You know, I've got a lot of character in there. The players and myself were hurting after that defeat, and we felt that we really owed the fans, especially at home, to come in and put in two big performances.
You've probably gone through every emotion tonight, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. You know, and them getting the man sent off for a stupid kick out, and then, you know, I think it was about 30, 40 passes for our first goal, and you think, well, come on then, boys. And for some reason, maybe we got really nervous, and it's difficult playing against 10 men. We stopped doing the right things. We stopped passing the ball and switching the play. And it took for them to equalise, really, to give us the kick up the backside we needed. And then after that, we've created five or six really fantastic chances that on another day we probably would have scored.
Obviously, it's difficult to play against 10 men, but you also showed the other side of that, didn't you, in that you managed to use possession, use the space in front of you at times really well tonight.
We did, and you know, that's all we want them to do. Whether it's 10 or 11 men, we want them to keep the ball, but keep the ball with a purpose. And after they've equalised, we've done that. You know, Billy's had two unbelievable chances that any other day puts away. Chris Brown's missed one from 4 yards out. We've had one cleared off the line. The keeper makes an unbelievable save from Richie Wellens. So I've got to give the players a lot of credit to keep going and keeping the pressure on them and keep believing that we'll get the winner. And I felt tonight on the touchline that it was going to come. You know, possibly could have made changes. We having Jordan and then Theo on the bench, but Brownie was causing them problems, and Billy's always going to get you a goal.
I think the home and the away fans probably took an intake of breath when Sam Johnston looked to have brought his man down. What did you see of that incident, Paul?
Initially, I thought it was a penalty. I've got to admit, I've not seen it again. I've not had the chance to speak to Sam yet. You know, but maybe things do even themselves out after all. You know, down at Watford, they've had a penalty in the last minute, which was quite clearly outside the box, and referees and people keep telling me even myself out over the season, so I might just believe them tonight.
Moments like that can define a game and ultimately a campaign, can't they?
Yeah, it can, and you know, as I said, back-to-back wins, and you know, the belief you can get from scoring a goal in the last minute is massive. And you know, the boys are buzzing now, but we've got to keep them focused because we've got 11 big games.
How nice is it to see both your strikers on the score sheet tonight?
Yeah, and you know, big Chris, he's deserved his goal tonight because he's, I always say it, he's been fantastic for us. And Billy, if he gets a chance and he misses it, he doesn't get too downhearted because he always believes he's going to score. And you've got that belief to score goals, you've got a chance of getting them.
Back-to-back wins, as you say. Even the best sides in the Championship don't often get back-to-back wins in the Championship. How did you go about it this evening? How did you sort of did you just sort of tell the players to replicate what they did on Saturday?
I did. I don't know if you've seen what I've put up in there. Same performance, repeat performance. You know, I said to them before they went out on Saturday that we needed to get, as individuals and as a club, a bit of pride back in us. And I said to them before they went out tonight, just because you've been beat 5-0, it doesn't mean you lose that pride, you know, so you've got to go out there and put pride in your performance all the time for the club, for the fans, and I think they've done that tonight.
Has it come at a cost with Maite going off at half-time?
Hopefully it was just a precaution, you know, he's felt his hamstring really tighten up, and obviously with the injury situation at centre-halves at the minute, we wanted to take him off. I thought young Luke came on and done really well, you know, and we believe and within the club that Luke's going to be a top player, but Abdul will get assessed tomorrow, but we're hopeful more than not that it'll be okay for Saturday.
That must have been a tough decision though, because bringing on Luke McCulloch, obviously the back line has an unorthodox look about it with James Coppinger at right back. That must have taken some deciding for you.
Yeah, it did. And James Coppinger's got to get a lot of credit because I thought he was absolutely fantastic tonight for not playing at right back before. It's something we've thought about and something we've spoke to James about, especially when we play against three at the back, you know, and the teams are vulnerable with their wing backs in 2v1 situations, and James is such a good professional and takes everything on board that we felt we could do a job there.
Where was Gabriel Temas this evening?
Gabby's got a fractured cheekbone and he's going to be out for probably 4 to 6 weeks. You know, he's took a whack on Saturday, and it's just disappointing for us because obviously with the Kamalo injury as well, so we'll be working hard over the next couple of days to try and get somebody in.
Have you already started that search?
Yeah, we have. You know, been a lot of phone calls being made, but all our focus initially had to be in tonight's game and getting 3 points, and we've done that. So I can have a relaxing day on the phone all day tomorrow.
Do you have targets, or is it a case of just sort of spreading your net as far and wide as possible?
A bit of both, really. You know, we had targets when we got Tamás and Mate in. Some of the targets have gone or are back in their club's first teams. So we've got to do a bit of both.
And Jordan Bowery, when's his loan deal up?
Jordan's up after Saturday. You know, we'll be speaking to Villa before then because, well, he's not been involved the last couple of games. His attitude's been fantastic, and you know, I do believe that he can be a benefit for us till the end of the season.
Would you want to keep him then?
Yeah, definitely. If we can, but it's not always up to us.